don't start things off that way. You really think you could, like, break your neck falling off a pier?
Yes, I do.
Really?
I do.
What, into the water?
I think you could.
Oh. All
I right. think if you fell off a pier on the ocean.
Yeah.
Right? And you fell at the right time.
Yep.
In the right way. And a wave hit you at the right time in the right way. You could break your neck.
Yeah, I think you could just break your neck. Look, you missed the door by a couple inches on the way out and hit your neck the right way, or your temple, maybe you go
sure.
down, that's over, right?
So,
but off a pier is like, you think just no matter what, you're going to break your neck.
No, not no matter. I didn't say
well,
no
said,
matter what.
I'll push you off a pier, you'll break your neck.
No, I didn't say that. I said you could break your neck. That's what I said.
No, you said you'll fall off the pier, you'll break your neck. And I'm like, it's water. Splash.
Are you done?
I'm just curious.
I know you're
how
curious.
How high is the pier?
40 feet, 50 feet.
That's how high piers are?
Well, San Francisco Pier, I don't know. It's pretty high.
That's like you're big in the, that's the biggest pier on the face of the earth, probably. Oh,
and probably has the most people touring it on the face of the earth.
Yeah, but
probably.
Okay, what I'm saying is that one, maybe you would break your neck. But by and large, I think sploosh.
Okay, by and large is fine. All right, you know what? Can we just get on with things, please?
Welcome to Merrill Wanderers. I am Mike, and that is Grizz.
I am Grizz, and that is Mike.
So, this is kind of funny. This guy, got arrested for molesting a cow. Okay, so he gets to court. Listen to this.
All right.
Man accused of molesting cow claims it is the reincarnation of his dead wife.
Oh, and how did he determine that, just out of curiosity?
I'm thinking...
It was the voice?
12 to 18 beers?
Was it at least? At least? I mean,
what about this dude? Sorry, I'm just flipping through the stupidest of news. Listen to this. This dude drove right into a lake in Wisconsin. You know why?
No, tell me.
It was frozen, and Google Maps, when he was following, this guy was high.
Said he could take it.
Well, it suggested he just keep moving through this direction, which was onto a frozen lake, and then his car crashed through.
Oh, dude, I'll tell you a story. Back in, I don't know, the 90s sometime, a friend of mine had a really cool van, right? Like a boogie van, had a bed in the back and all that kind of stuff. We loaded it up. What's so funny?
In the 90s, your buddy had a van with a bed in the back.
Yeah. I got one now. What's your point?
Yeah, baby. I just wanted to hear you say it. Okay, boogie van. I've never heard of it. So, what did you call it?
A boogie van.
All right.
All right. So,
all right.
Like the old Chevy Vandura. That's what it was, right? Had the flares on the tires, right? It was jacked up in the back a bit. It was kind of cool.
All
had
right.
captain's chairs spun around every which way and table. And
yeah.
So we loaded this van up with a bunch of people.
I want one of those now.
Oh, I want a boogie van too. I've been looking for one for a long time.
Do you search them? When you're searching for one of these, do you look up boogie van?
Yeah.
Do you start typing boogie and van is
what are you laughing at? Of course you type in boogie van. It's a boogie van, man.
You're the boogie van,
yeah,
man.
That's it. A boogie van's cool, man.
So, all right.
So anyway, my buddy's driving, and we'd gone to the other side of Lake Simcoe, which is the rather large lake in central Ontario.
And that's in Canada?
It's in Canada.
All right.
So it's winter time.
Yep.
And we're in this small town called Keswick.
Oh, boy.
And at the time, it was the 90s. And really, you know what? You were allowed to have a lot of fun back then.
You know what? 90s was glory days for Keswick because, you know, Nirvana.
Yeah, exactly. So
suddenly, Kenora dinner jackets were all the fashion.
There's nothing wrong with a flannel jacket, man. We all had one on.
No, it's true.
So we drove on the roads to this town called Keswick. And
yeah.
We went to this bar, and some friends were playing in a band. And everybody got really high, and everybody got really drunk. But
hey, guys, let's go out to the boogie van and get high.
No, we did that too. You're absolutely right, because it was warm and comfortable. Hey
guys, I'm pretty sure I got mushrooms in the boogie van.
Then we wanted to go home.
Right.
So we live on the other side of the lake, but it was wintertime. So we made sure when we came into town that we parked the van on the lake. So we came out of the bar. It was about minus 20 that night. We get back to the van. It's still there. We all climb in. About 14 of us. Not going to get charged with impaired. Can't give me a DUI on the ice, man.
What?
Yeah, bro. So I wasn't driving. Another guy was driving. But you can be as bombed as you want. You're on the lake. So we start cruising across the lake. And all of a sudden, my buddy stops the van. He's like, hey, man, is that water out there? I'm like, I don't think so, man. I think it's just dark. It's just the way the moon is and the reflections and stuff. And he's like, no, man, I think that's water, bro. I'm like, no, man, I think it's just ice. Just go. We're fine.
Why are you driving on a lake with a van full of 14 people?
Because it's like winter. There's ice huts out there. There's all kinds of vans out there. But we didn't realize there was still open water.
Yeah.
Right? And we drove into the middle of Cook's Bay, which is like a massive bay.
Yeah.
So we got off the actual marked ice road that was on the lake. So we almost went down. Like we were close. Like we could see it with our eyes.
Oh my God.
We were so close that what happened was all 14 people got out of the van and cracked beers and we all stood on the ice and went, holy fuck. Everybody, it was so baked. We're just smoking joints and drinking beer. That's exactly what happened.
It's so good to be Canadian.
It was fun, dude. That was, yeah, we all lived.
The day the boogie van almost went down.
Oh, it was bad, man.
Yeah.
It was bad.
Right out there on Canoe Lake.
Yeah, sorry for the long story.
With the spirit of Tom Thompson.
That's what it would have been awful.
That would have been
devastating.
It really would have put a crimp in this show, to be honest with you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
No, it's... Oh, by the way, it was just Nick and I for the last show there.
Yeah, you know what? I didn't listen to that.
I don't blame you. Nick is just abominable to have a show with.
I think Nick's pretty funny.
He is.
He's hysterical.
He's delightful. I love him. By the way, happy 420. It just happened. Listen, I saw this headline and I want to share it with you. And then I won't do any more. But since the last... All right. And I have... I have questions for you about a bunch of stuff.
All right. Trivia?
Yeah. No, not trivia. Just we got to catch up, you know.
Mm-hmm.
This is yoga pants cause teenage male learning disabilities. Therefore, this research is leading to being banned yoga pants of any sort in most high schools across Iowa.
Everything's fucked up in Iowa.
Yeah, baby.
Unreal.
Yeah. So
they're banning yoga pants?
Dude, I can't think when some yoga pants go by.
I know. I get it.
It is impairing.
It can be.
Yes.
It can be. Another times it's jarring.
Jarring. So you're right. The pendulum swings heavily between jarring and distracting.
Yeah. And I don't.
Either is distracting.
And men are wearing them now.
What?
Yeah, I saw guys in the gym wearing them. Weird.
I don't.
Things.
That and onesies, guys.
A onesie like a long john onesie?
Yeah.
I got a onesie.
Yeah, but do you wear it for style?
No, I wear it to keep warm, man.
Okay, that's long johns. I'm talking about like they have jumpers for guys.
Like what do you mean? Like you like a baby jumper that you walk around the house in to be comfortable?
You know, like show me male jumpers. Oh, wait. And it's going to show me somebody going off the end of a pier now. Show me a picture. Hey, male fashion. I don't know why my phone doesn't work. I just want to take my orders now.
It's plate in your head.
But later on, every ad that I see will be male jumpers.
Probably.
But imagine, if you will, a onesie, a cotton onesie, probably in a nice salmon pink with a strapping belt cinching at the middle. And
I can't imagine.
Yeah, and usually in capri form.
I can't imagine.
Yeah, my calves would look great in one of those.
Yeah, jumpers. Sure.
Dude, let's get jumpers.
No.
Let's get show jumpers.
No, not doing it. No, I don't understand that either. I don't get the jumper thing. If that's a fashion thing, it's like men in capri pants, like you're saying. Did you say capri pants?
What about those costumes where it's like all one, like you just get into it and you disappear into this costume of just... It's just like I don't know how to describe it. You look like a superhero kind of, but it goes right over your head and it's very revealing. It's just sort of like an overall nylon.
Is that the one, the Kim Kardashian thing that she sells? Is that thing?
I don't know.
Hey. Is it for women?
What about that goop.com candle that smells like Gwyneth Paltrow's puss?
Yeah, you know...
Don't snort when I say puss ever again.
Oh, it wasn't... All right, forget. I'm not even going to go. Don't. So anyway, when I heard that, I was like, why would I want a candle that smells like a vagina? How did she come up with a scent?
I don't know.
Like, does she practice autoeroticism? Like, is she laying around?
What does that mean?
Like, has she got her legs over her head? And
Is that autoeroticism?
Yeah.
Where you put your legs over your head?
And then...
Let's take a second, everybody, and put our legs over our head.
She does yoga and stuff. She can probably, you know...
Oh, yoga?
Suck her own toes and stuff.
You're saying that she can...
She's a weirdo, man.
Why? Because she sells a candle that smells like her vagina?
I think it starts there. It's a good spot.
But how many of those candles do you think they've sold to me?
You know what? I think, they'll be in every gag shop and gift shop and sex shop for a little while.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? They might do some online stuff. But I think the real gag, I think, is, pardon the pun, because the idea of a vagina-scented candle does make me gag.
Get it out of your throat and just light it.
Yeah, it's just...
There you go.
I think that it probably is a nice-smelling candle.
Yeah.
And that's probably the whole gag.
It just smells so good.
My vagina smells like flowers.
Ah. Oh,
great.
I see.
Great.
So you don't think it smells like pennies?
No. Yeah, exactly.
So you don't think that there's any chance that scent has any sort of barley resin.
Well, I mean, how high are you on yourself that you got to put out a vagina scented candle?
Pretty high on yourself. Holy shit.
Like, I got to be high just to talk about it.
Yeah.
Like, the fact that we're even on the topic.
Should we get one just to see?
No.
Why not?
Because
what if it actually... Okay, hold on a second. What if you could actually smell Gwyneth Paltrow's vagina? Would you then
take the opportunity? She came in here and did a handstand against the wall and said, check me out? You asked.
Okay.
The visual sucks.
Well, you know what? She's practically a candelabra at that point.
Yeah, at that point, that's what it is.
Yeah. Let's light this thing.
At that point, she's a tiki torch, I guess. Oh, my God. Well, hey, look, you know what? She asked for this.
Well, she did. She put herself out there with her vagina smelling candle.
Yeah. Like, what do you want me to... How am I supposed to take you seriously in anything again?
Tiki torch.
Well, it's repellent, the whole fucking idea.
It is, isn't it? Maybe it is actually citronella. Maybe you could use it to keep as repellent. Who knows?
She's ruined Pepper Potts forever now.
Yeah, that is true, right? Yeah.
Like, it's...
Yeah. Maybe it's got a peppery smell to it. Hey, this is peppermint.
The Pepper Pot.
Oh, good God.
Yeah,
all right. All right. Anyway. Well, I'm glad we had a chance to talk about some pressing things in the news.
I have no idea why we even brought this stuff up.
Holy good God. By the way, I know that you follow American politics, and I swore I wouldn't do this, but why did every single person at the Democratic convention there, how come everybody announced that they won?
Oh, because the fix was in, man.
Oh.
The fix was in.
Is Hillary Clinton going to run for president or vice president under somebody else's ticket?
She might have to stop what's coming.
Yes,
that's
man.
What I think.
Yes, and one last question about American politics.
What?
How many minutes after reelected does Donald Trump let Roger Stone out of jail?
That might happen before the election.
I don't think it will.
I think it will.
No, because he's got some time after the election if he needs to, right?
You know what? I was following some stuff the other day. And again, you know, I'm involved in another show on the Pod Plant
Network. Yeah, check it out, The Awakener.
And there was some information
conspiracy.
The other day. Conspiracy stuff, yeah. So conspiracy. I think that something might
By the way, The Awakener,
happen.
Your buddy there?
Yeah.
He gets fucking deep, deep, deep.
Oh, he's in the rabbit hole, man.
Man.
He's in the rabbit hole. But you know what? People
like
him. People like him.
I love him.
It's nice to be a part of it and watch.
He's like my little baby boy.
And it's a chance for me to lose my mind.
No, you know what? I actually think you guys really enjoy doing that.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Check it out, The Awakener. And go to theawakener.ca if you like conspiracy stuff, because he's like, man, he knows his stuff. It's a lot of fun, that show.
Yeah, and anybody who's listening should also check out The Pod Plant. We thank them very much for allowing us to do the show here. Check us out on YouTube. Smash the like button. Smash the subscribe button. Smash the notification bell. We want your views. We want your comments. Help a brother out.
Join the marijuana army. Are we looking at our... hold on.
Yeah, okay. An army?
Okay, well, let's try and get something
together. Embarca loungers.
Yeah. It's like, no, really, honestly, we don't get up. You're no. right. What could we call our listeners? Why don't we call them?
Yeah, you know what? You shouldn't come up with ideas after we smoke a joint.
Oh, hey, by the way, we should talk about some strains we've been trying lately.
Yeah, sure. I tried, I brought it in today, Cali Orange, which was very nice.
Smells very good.
Yeah, it does smell very good. Yeah. It's a nice sativa. Did I tell you I went to a real live dispensary? Did I tell you that story?
Oh, like a government one?
Yeah, I went to a licensed for the one? First time, yeah. I took my girlfriend in, and we both thought it was like Brave New World.
Yeah.
It was kind of creepy.
Yeah.
And then we got some marijuana, and I was talking to the person behind the counter. Twice it happened there, actually. I'm going to tell you this story. It'll take a couple of minutes. So anyway, I go into the store.
We got time, buddy.
All right. So I go into the store the first time to get some edibles. It's a Saturday night. Lady friend is in town, and we were just thought we'd have a piece of chocolate or something. They didn't have any edibles. So I walk out, and there's a guy out front. And he looks like he might run the place or whatever, own it. And he says, you find what you're looking for? I said, no, I didn't. He goes, oh, edibles. Eh? I'm like, yeah, there's nothing in there. He goes, that's too bad. We sold out pretty fast because it was the first day they were on sale.
Okay.
So I said, well, I'm just going to go down to my little illegal dispensary and see what's there. And the guy's, oh, you got to watch because you never know when they're going to lace it with something.
What?
So I looked at him and was like, bro, you know what? I'm 51 years old.
I've never been laced.
In my entire life. Weed's never been laced. Oh, you never know. So I walked away and I was kind of pissed off. Came back a little while later, go up to the counter. There's another girl behind the counter. I'm talking to her. And I said I wasn't pleased with the cannabis I got last time. And we figured out what I was going to get. So I bought some more. And I said, you know, it's kind of weird. I like going to my illegal dispensary better. I think the weed is better. And she says, well, you got to watch out because you never know when it's going to be laced with PCP.
Specifically PCP, huh?
Yeah. Oh. And I said, I've been smoking weed my whole life. It's never been laced with PCP. Well, I have three friends that it's happened to.
No, you don't have three friends, baby.
So here's what I want to say.
Did you say that to her? Was that your response?
I walked out.
Come on now, mama. You know you don't got three friends.
No, my girlfriend was a little bit upset with me. Right. And yeah. I don't blame her because I'm the kind of guy that when I hear that shit, I want to smack you like virtually. Like, I don't mean really smack you. I just want to smack you upside the head.
Okay. So here's how you should handle that in the future. Somebody says something complete bullshit to you. You know it. Here's a great reaction. And you can all take this with you and share it with your family and friends for all I care. I have no ownership of it.
Mm-hmm.
It goes a little like this. Oh, yeah. All right.
I'm going to use that.
It's fun, right?
I will put that in. Go
ahead and try it for us.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, all right.
Oh, yeah? All right.
Oh, yeah? All right.
Yeah, I like that. That was a good one,
got
dude.
It. All right, I got it.
Oh, I might even adapt that one a little
bit. Okay, I got it.
All right.
So,
yeah? Yes. All right.
So, but what I'm getting at with this story is it bothers me because all of these groups that were going to buy their licenses for the legal dispensaries have staff now that are portraying themselves to be, you know, experts and that they're filling the air with stories that are not true.
Boo.
Right.
I'm with you on this one, Grizzaroo.
Yeah.
If that's what's going on out there, I mean, that might be isolated incidents at that one place. Let's not say where.
No. It's a nice place and the people are fine. I just don't like that that's twice.
That seems like propaganda.
It is propaganda.
Then again, like they said, you never know. That was the New York Lottery slogan.
You never know?
Hey, you never know.
I didn't know. I didn't remember. When?
For years. It might still be. New York State Lottery. Because, hey, you never know.
Really, eh?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
So you can also
use that. Do you buy lottery tickets?
Never.
No, neither do I.
No, and in fact, get the fuck out of my way with your lottery tickets. I want to pay for my gas.
Yeah, me too, man.
Go to a casino, you prick.
When I see guys buying the lottery tickets at the gas station, I'm getting mad. I just look at them and I go, you know, it's just a tax on hope, right?
Yeah. That's good.
That works.
See, everything we're learning today, we learned a coping mechanism.
We did.
And then we learned a really good zinger, which is great. You can use either one, you know? Okay, what about this? What strain are you loving? So you got the orange, you said orange Cali.
The orange Cali was the one, yeah. It's nice. It was nice and citrusy, and I'm up for that one. It was a good, uplifting sativa.
My fave of the last couple, by the way, the one that we had today was lemon sour diesel. Very nice. Mm-hmm. And I will say this about that. Oh, my goodness gracious. Thank you so much to my buddy Matt for sharing some of his incredible Hulk with me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, man. Hey, do me a favor. Let's look this up as friends and find out more about it, because this is a flipping good bud. I mean, it tastes delicious. Incredible.
Is it like
Hulk?
Color-wise?
Strain. It's wild. It's like bright greens and mixed in with a sort of a frosty, beautiful, tight bud. Ah, there we go. There's a good look at it.
Right.
Incredible Hulk strain review. Let's have a look at what they say about it. Incredible Hulk is one of the most memorable characters of the Marvel Comics. For real?
That's what you got.
Why?
Because that's what you got.
Okay. I'll just keep going with it then. But we fucking know, Grizz.
But that's what you got.
All right. I think that was for search engines. Why did they have to put that in?
I don't know. Did you put like...
I fucking feel like I'm going to switch to the Hulk right now. I'm so mad that they did that. It's
Hulk smash. So,
I recognize for its brute strength, the green-skinned hero saves people around him as he fights off crime.
Can you not like... It's the problem with it is it's all going to be about something green, no matter what. Could you just go Hulk cannabis?
Needless to say, the man has a gentle side to him that ultimately wins... Why are we getting an origin story on the Hulk? I want to talk about the effects. High expectations are placed on the Incredible Hulk's THC levels. After all, it comes from two potent strains that have gained worldwide fame. Not to disappoint, the sativa-dominant herb quickly goes between a timid 14 to 21% THC. And indeed, the Incredible is in its moniker for a reason. It is Green Crack and Jack Herrera is the parents of this one. I loved it. It just has an uplifting feeling. It tastes amazing. And I don't think it's a Jack Herrera, because I don't think that tastes great, does it?
I didn't mind the taste of that when I had it.
Oh, okay.
I haven't seen it in a long time.
That was like the standard for maybe a decade in Toronto. But anyway, there you go. Incredible Hulk. Get it when you can. And it does have like this bright, look at it. It has this bright look to it. It's almost
looks like Hulk.
It does. It's got the Hulk colors. And it's got a kind, gentle side to it. For fuck's sake, we know it's a Marvel comic character.
It's actually not that anymore. It's a Disney character.
Oh, true enough.
Yeah, and that's sad, eh?
Yeah.
What a way to ruin a franchise. Stan Lee spinning on a spit in his grave.
I know.
Yeah.
It's
awful.
You let him out of the basement where he was spinning on a spit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what he did.
You know, it's so funny. I saw Stan Lee's character in Into the Spider-Verse. Mm-hmm. I was watching that, and there's like a cameo, like an animated cameo of him. Have you seen it?
Oh, yeah. I did see that.
It's touching. It's touching as hell.
Yeah, I did see that. That was cool.
Yeah. You don't have to say sorry. I got the board here, buddy.
Yeah, I know.
I got control of it. What do you think we should do before we get out of here? Anything on your mind?
I don't think so. I think I got a lot of stuff off my mind other than I haven't been here in a while, and I'm really sorry I haven't been here in a while because I've been so busy with so many other things.
You're very busy.
Yes, it's been awful, and it's stressing me out, but hopefully it'll be over soon.
Don't be stressed.
And I'll try not to be, but it is what it is. I'd rather be here than doing all the other stuff that I've got to be doing. But
hey, did you watch the Oscars?
Did anybody watch the Oscars?
That's my point.
I watched Ricky Gervais.
Thanks for making my point. Yeah. No. Wasn't the Oscars...
No, I watched Ricky Gervais, his Twitter feed on Oscars.
On the Oscars? Oh, was it great?
Oh, yeah, bro.
Okay.
I warned them.
I don't know if you know this.
What?
But at the Emmys, they had him as a host. And I mean,
I watched it.
Of course, everybody did. I just wanted to be Mr. Obvious.
Fuck yeah.
I wanted you to go, are you serious right now, you fucking idiot? No, really. He did. He scoured Hollywood.
He did.
Yeah, it was funny. I liked it. And then at the Oscars, Jaquin... okay, what's that guy's name?
Joaquin Phoenix. Yeah.
Got up and told me I can't drink milk anymore because I don't remember why. And then he talked about cancel culture.
Yeah.
And I don't think he thanked a single person except to say, I was such an asshole. Thanks for still letting me do movies. And by the way, don't drink milk and don't cancel people. He must have a bad video coming out.
I don't know. He's a freak, man. They're all freaks now. I can't watch any of it.
What about that Renee Zellweger? As if it wasn't fucking crazy enough with...
Why,
what's his name?
Do?
Joaquin Phoenix?
Joaquin Phoenix. What did she do?
She got up there and she thanked for 2 minutes everybody on earth. Like, she thanked you. I heard your name, Grizz. I'm like, oh, shit. I hope my name's coming up. She missed it. It's W. It's at the end of the... I get it. Right. No big deal. But she thanked... She overthanked the place, right? And then she got into this... I don't even know what she was fucking saying for the last 2 minutes.
Really, eh?
And then she said, thank you so much again. And it was over. And then even the people at the side were like, oh, shit, it's over. Okay, we're going over. I don't know what she was talking about. Me neither. What the fuck? She's crazy. Yeah, a lot of pills.
Dude.
I don't know.
They're unhinged. Like,
yes.
There were directors praising Karl Marx at the Academy Awards. Now, I don't care what your politics are. I really don't. This isn't about politics. This isn't why I'm bringing this up.
Yeah, but he was easily the funniest after Harpo. And Hollywood loves the Marx Brothers.
Oh, I love you, Mike.
I love you, buddy.
I love
you. Give me a hug.
No, okay. I'm not going to. Don't touch me.
Okay.
So anyway, they're praising Karl Marx and they're quoting Karl Marx. And here's all I want to say about it.
Yeah.
I'm a fan of film.
Yeah.
Old film, like way back to black and white silent films to present. Well, maybe less now today than before. But the Academy Awards isn't supposed to be about that. It's always been about the film.
Yeah.
Right? In some respects, the art. The problem is art has been removed from film because celluloid has been removed from film. There's nothing to it anymore. It's CGI and a guy with a 4K camera that can do just about anything he needs to do in post-production.
Yeah, you hear that, Nick?
So I know that sounds trite, but they're making $500 million movies and billion-dollar movies now, and it's so ridiculous. There's nothing to value in it.
Yeah.
There just isn't. Like,
You know what? I watch all of it on a stolen box, so I don't care. I've never been to a theater in forever. I go to the theater and I buy theater popcorn, and then I go home and I watch it. And then let me tell you this. The politics involved in voting on these, the life of Judy Garland, that fucking monster. Oh, you think Liza Minnelli's happy with everybody celebrating her monster mother's life?
I remember.
And then it wins an Oscar. Get the fuck. It's a sham.
I know.
But that a Korean film won everything. What was it called? Parasite?
Parasite.
Dude, the guy gets up there and he goes, I got to drink until morning. That was one of his speeches because he was up there so many times. Another one, he got up there and he's like, Quentin Tarantino and Martin Scorsese, you guys are the fucking bomb. You're the reason I want to make movies. You guys are the real deal. I don't know about me. But
really?
He was the best award, that movie and everybody associated with it. And then they had the Korean translator up there translating as well. So this lady spent a lot. She's... The translator never thought that they were going to have so much screen time ever.
Oh, so she was up there 9 times with the guy.
Did I say she? It doesn't matter. Anyway, having said that.
I figured the translator was a female.
Oh. So anyway, somebody that smart, right?
Sure. Oh, okay.
In case somebody listens.
Go on.
I'm trying to save your ass.
I know you are. I know.
But they were like gracious and so excited to be winning American Hollywood Movie Awards.
That's crazy to me, man.
It was fucking funny. Like, I really enjoyed that element of it.
Well, if there was something to enjoy about it, I'm glad there was. But again, it's gone. You know, no hosts. Remember John Forsythe when he would come out in the 70s in the tuxedo and the silver hair and he'd stand up there? Even Billy Crystal. That's when it started to get shitty
with
for me.
With a cigarette in his hand. Forsythe with a cigarette in his hand.
No, he never had a cigarette in his hand.
Oh, just saying. No, you know, no. That was an era where, you know, Sammy Davis Jr. would have.
Well, it was funny. You know, remember the guy that streaked behind David Niven?
Oh, yeah. David Niven. Right? That's right. Yeah.
And people were funny and they were upright and everything was risque and they weren't afraid to, double entendres. And now it's just so fucking.
Oh, no. If you double entendre, you're canceled.
Yeah, absolutely.
Even at the Oscars.
Yeah, canceled. Absolutely.
Like, I'm pretty sure that Ricky Gervais is canceled.
I don't think so. I think you're wrong.
I mean, I hope I am, but just, you know, it's just so funny. Everybody, it's so incestuously pick.
I think Ricky Gervais is making one of the best moves an entertainer could ever make right now because he's the only one risking himself.
Still, true or false, outside of my laugh, the biggest asshole laugh on earth, Ricky Gervais.
No.
He has the craziest laugh.
No, it's the other English guy. What's the guy? He does that show, 8 out of 10 Cats. Jimmy... Oh, what's his name, man?
Give oh, me a second.
You got
yeah.
tax trouble.
Oh, that dude.
What's his name, man?
Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Just that bugs me, though.
Okay, well, hold on. No, go down the rabbit hole. And while you do that, I'll say subscribe to the show. I'm sorry about it. Share it with a friend. All the stuff that Grizz said off the top, tap all those things on YouTube. Please subscribe. And if you want to come on the show and be a guest, you just have to let us know, and you're welcome, okay? What happened?
What
over
a nice
there?
Thing to say. What the freak is his name?
Oh, we'd love to have a guest. It'd be fun. You know, if you listen to the show and you want to be on it, oh, that's fantastic.
Well, it would be, you know what? It would be Jimmy Carr.
Jimmy Carr, that's it. Damn.
Sorry,
damn.
Bro. Sorry. Sorry it took so long.
Damn. No, but you're right.
Did you just ask fans if they wanted to be on the show?
I did. We'll catch you next time.